Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo Lisoifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, Emumu Lava Piki, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matemalo, Kumawe Gitato, Okatino in Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and Isamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ea, ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalohi ma te tautua mo a tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama.
Talo falava, mahalo le tue pua. I leo whaalongolo mo ili nei, tipo I tasu po, but daivi I le atua. And welcome again to our Te Ama radio show in English. And praise the Lord that we are here today. And as we normally do, we will open with the word of prayer. Tato te talo, but daivi I le atua. Our Father in Heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for the gift of life, the grace of life. We thank you for watching over us last night, that you have woken us up again. Thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us and the blessing. We ask that you'll be with us now as we share with our listeners, that they'll get the message, that some will be looking for answers, and to give glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And so our sharing today, we're going to talk about Safe Sleep. The National Safe Sleep Day, which is the 3rd of December 2021. And we'll start off by saying it takes a village to raise a child. Now, more than ever, we need to provide a village of support for our babies, our mothers, our fathers, and our carers. Safe Sleep Day is Friday, 3rd of December, so we are calling on kāinga to rally around parents of newborns to give them the rest and support they need so they can keep babies safe. National Safe Sleep Day, 3rd of December, 2021. What is National Safe Sleep Day? The aim of National Safe Sleep Day, Te Rā Mokopuna, is to raise awareness about sudden unexpected death in Ethan, Udi, with the vision of reducing the rate in which it occurs in our New Zealand families and communities. Udi is preventable, and the risk factors for our babies can be significantly reduced should the right steps be implemented. Safe Sleep Day is all about promoting safe sleep for babies so that any sleep is a safe sleep. Safe sleep practices can lower the risk of sudden unexpected death in infancy. This Friday is National Safe Sleep Day, Te Rā Mokopuna, which raises awareness of how to have your pepe sleep safely. My Baby's Village is a new initiative for Pasifika families who recognize that it takes a village to help babies sleep safely. The initiative calls on whānau and friends to give parents of newborn the rest and support they need so they can keep babies safe. They can also champion safe sleep practices for babies.
Everyday people. 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 Everyday people.
sleep practices can lower the risk of sudden unexpected death in infancy. This Friday is National State Sleep Day, Dera Mokopuna, which raises awareness of how to have your baby sleep safely. My Baby's Village posted National Safe Sleep Awareness, and we'll have some stories to share with you. And this story features Meleane, who is a community-minded single mother of five on a mission to create opportunities for New Zealand-based Tongan artists and creatives to find success. It's also in the community where Meleane has discovered the benefits of accessing help and support services for her family. Receiving help has nothing to do with pride. Meleane is a community-minded single mother of five on a mission to create opportunities for New Zealand-based Tongan artists and creatives to find success. It's also in the community where Meleane has discovered the benefits of accessing help and support services for her family. As a single working mother, Meleane Tuakalau knows the importance of asking for help. And it has nothing to do with pride. The mother of five is passionate community worker and business student at Unitech. She is also pregnant with her sixth child and lives in Mount Roscoe with four of her children, daughters Trinity 13 and Kaho 2, and son Dione 7 and Lily 5. Meleane says being a solo parent while working and studying is a challenge, particularly because she doesn't have family living nearby to call on when she needs support. A typical day for me involves preparing lunches and running the kids to school, primary and high school, and daycare. I then get myself to uni before picking them up again. At home, I do little chores here and there, sit down to get assignments done, or spend time with the kids before making dinner. Then bedtime. That's basically the day for us. The only time that I get myself is when the kids are asleep. Older siblings have a role. At home, she's also grateful for the support of her daughter, Trinity. Trinity is a great support for me, watching the kids while I study and do the work around the house. She often says Meleane. Trinity says, it feels good to be able to help her mom out with the kid. I can see how much work she has to do, and I'm glad I am here so I can help her.
Moves across the floor.
I admire how committed she is to working. She does a lot of community work and how strong she is to look after four kids with one on the way, says Trinity. Trinity's advice to other older siblings is to help out with the younger kids. Read a book or put them to sleep, because that would give mum and dad time to rest. Say yes to support. Mileana says, as Pacific Islanders, a sense of pride can make it hard to ask people, you know, for help if you fall short on things like food or finances. Sometimes we don't access the support available to us because of this pride. However, Mileana has found it easy to reach out to local community initiatives and support services when she needs a helping hand. I started asking during the first lockdown. There were people walking around our neighborhood delivering food boxes to our neighbors. That's when they asked if I'd like a box too, she says. The box was full of a lot of food and vegetables, all the stuff that was good for the kids to eat, and things that I wouldn't shop for. So I thought it was great. Now Milan asks for anything they can offer because he knows every little bit helps ease her load. Still, the only time Milan has for herself is when the kids are asleep. If she could ask for one thing, it would be to have an adult mind the children from time to time. I don't have somebody on hand to watch the kids, so I can have time to go out and chill or hang out with a friend without the kids. This is something I can't get these days. My children are my biggest joy. I love the kids, but it's also important to have me time as well. sharing another story from Final Support Priceless for Working Parents. Peter and Liam are first-time parents to nine-month-old Caleb. Now that Peter has returned to work, they are grateful for the helping hands of their final who care for CJ through the day. Looking after a baby is hard work, and working with a baby can be even harder. For Fita and Liam, who have a nine-month-old son, Caleb, they call him CJ, support from their whānau is priceless. Fita works full-time from home, which she loves. She says because she's there for all Caleb's milestones. But juggling tasks while making sure Caleb is happy and content is a challenge. So she's grateful for the support of Liam's sister, Caitlin, who often helps out during the day. She'll pick him up during the week so I can focus on meetings and finish tasks. She helps us out a lot by taking care of him, being there for him. He loves when she sings to him and plays with him. Fita also receives support from her wider family. She and Liam lived with her parents until Caleb was 6 weeks old and now share a house with Liam's brother and his partner and two children. It's good we stay together so we can help each other out, Fita says. Family is so important, especially when you're a first-time mom. My mom and mother-in-law are really good. They'll drop everything to come and help, such as with feeding Caleb while I have a shower. Parenthood, no walk in the park. As Vita and Leanne's primary support person, Caitlin understands how hard caring for a baby can be. Being able to spend time with Caleb throughout the day is really good, but it's exhausting, she says. It's no walk in the park. There's a constant need for attention, and you have to be watching him all the time. There are no breaks, and you can't do anything else until his parents come back to get him. Caitlin says she admires Liam and Vita as parents, as it must be so hard when they both work. Liam says sleep is the main thing he has struggled with. Everyone was telling us before we had CJ we would lose a lot of sleep. We thought we had it tough, but those first 2 weeks were a struggle.
So enamored,
Is what it takes. Family support made a big difference in those early days, Leanne says. We had Sita's parents to take him and change his nappy and stuff like that. Now Caitlin and my mom are instrumental in looking after him. Sita started working from home but still finds it hard to look after baby and always worry about where he is, so Caitlin and my mom will pick him up. It's peace of mind for me at work, too, and we're both comfortable with the way they look after him. Caitlin's advice to other new parents who need support is to reach out for help. Your family and friends will never know unless you tell them. Don't be afraid to reach out. Sita agrees, I feel scared asking for help because I didn't want to be seen as someone who didn't know what to do. But it's the best decision I could have made, she said. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. This is Caitlin, an auntie to the baby.
Your heart.
Another story that we will share with you, virtual and physical village keep mom connected. 2021 has been a challenging year for Claudia Smith, a mother and police detective who is adjusting to life without her husband or finding her feet, the newly minted mother of three. She has found strength in receiving support from her network of friends. She lives in Takapuna with her parents and sons Cooper 5, Braxton 3, in Oakley 9 weeks, and has been enjoying the quality family time that's come with being on maternity leave through lockdown. As a parent, Claudia loves the joy that children bring. I love how they can go from happily playing to having a tantrum to being back happy, playing again within the space of a few minutes. We can learn something from children and how resilient they are. Kids make you appreciate the little stuff. Nothing else matters, really, she says. Checking in sometimes all it takes. Claudia's husband passed away suddenly and unexpectedly in April when she was 20 weeks pregnant with Oakley. Life went out the window and caused a whole lot of new challenges for me, she says. Luckily, Claudia had some amazing friends and family who had stepped up to become a complete village of support for her. Her best friend of more than 20 years, Dontelle, took charge of coordinating people to support Claudia, organizing a roster of people to help out with meals and to touch base with her. Sometimes it's all it takes. It's for someone to check in, says Claudia. It's amazing to know that there are people there because sometimes you can feel isolated as a new parent with a lockdown on top of it. It's pretty good when people check in to see how you are. Friends, here to help. When Claudia feels overwhelmed, she reached out to her friends by sending a text message or jumping on social media. I find posting little struggles about what's going on at the time usually get some feedback from people who I trust and love. It's their words of support or encouragement that usually gets me through. Then somebody will be asking for snacks or something, so I'll get distracted and life carries on. She's learned to ask for help since her husband passed away, because I've had to. Previously, I wouldn't have. As a mum herself, Chantal knows the ups and downs of parenthood. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world on the days when things aren't so good. Sometimes all you need is an ear to listen. She says she will do anything to help Claudia out. Sometimes she just needs, that's all you really want as a mom, to know you're doing a good job, a great job. Sometimes just need someone to give that a hug, to tell her, you're doing a great job. And she's doing amazing, Chantal says. The pair's close bonds means they both feel comfortable to call on each other day or night. I can pick up the phone or give Chantal a text, and she's always there to see whatever I need to say. Even if I don't say anything, she's always there at the end of the line, says Claudia. Chantal's advice to other friends and family of new parents is to be a helpful visitor. When you pop over, if you see the dishes need doing, just do them without having to ask.
I think I wanna squeeze ya. Nightly, so tightly. Girl, you know you better blow my mind. Say it again. Just one more time. I've got to know how you can blow my mind. Closer.
Can be hard, but it's worth it. Risa and Tavai are a new parents to 3-month-old Risa. They have been living with Tavai's parents over the past 3 months through lockdown. With the support of Tavai's parents, they are learning the ins and outs of new roles with their baby. Living as a new parent with your partner's parents can be a blessing. Just ask Risa, are we Xiaopeng? Reza and her partner, Tavai, are still getting acquainted with their young daughter, Reza, who was born in August, 1 week before the country went into level 4 lockdown. I was at home with a baby and had no clue what I was doing. So going into lockdown added pressure because I couldn't go to visit my family, says Reza. The new parents decided to stay where they were in Mangere with Tavai's parents. Reza lost her own mother when she was 18. I was just entering adulthood and didn't think then to ask her any questions about motherhood. So when I fell pregnant, I didn't know who I would turn to. Although she had the support of Tava's mother, Pua, Reza didn't feel comfortable asking her mother-in-law for help, and she didn't feel the same as it would by asking her own mom. I struggle not having my mom around, as she would have been my main support. Lending a helping hand, Pua was already a grandmother to 3 grandchildren, and say it is now her turn to show and teach her 2 sons how to raise their children. Her love for her son and his family is unwavering. I support them anytime, anywhere, especially Ressa for her firstborn. I like to help her in the daytime by caring for the baby for a couple of hours so she can have a break, says Pua.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure idea. Pretty young lady.
Where did you come from, baby?
Safe sleep takes pressure off everyone. The father is also aware that the safest place for baby Lester to sleep is in her own cot. We make sure everything beside her and around her is clear so she can sleep freely in a safe cot, says Poor. Having read articles about babies that die in their sleep because they weren't sleeping in their own bed, Tavai and Vesna decided to get a side sleeper before Vesna was born. Knowing she is in her own bed takes some pressure off us, says Tavai. He says he is still getting used to the lack of sleep and appreciates the support they received from his mom. The tips and advice she offers for things we didn't know as parents would actually work. If Vesna or I are feeling tired, mom will take baby so we can have a 1 or 2 hour nap and be good to go again. And then the poor says, let parents of newborns know if you are available.